Hi guys, it's Nairobi Sisterhood. It's your girl Maya, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host
Gina.
And we're gonna be talking about something very interesting today: cancel culture. So, Gina, what is cancel culture to you, and what is cancel culture in general?
Okay, I can say in general. Basically, according to a bunch of writing that's been done by people who are not me, better to reference our sources. Just a second. Cancel culture is basically it's how people, especially on social media, ostracize, boycott, or shun individuals if they do something that's not socially acceptable. And that could range anywhere between something small or something big. That's, I guess, the objective of defining it. Yeah. What it is to me, it's basically what people do when, to one extent, they're trying to hold someone accountable for their actions, but it goes above beyond holding them accountable because they try and remove them from the setting, either the social setting or the work setting or physical setting. Like, if you're here and you're cancelled, you'd be physically removed.
Yeah.
That's what it means to me. What does it mean to you?
I think it's just the culture of calling out people for unacceptable behavior, and these people happen to be public figures. I don't think you can really cancel someone who does not have a reputation.
That's true. I think so.
Accurate. Some of the elements would be that the person needs to be famous, the person needs to have done something unacceptable. And even if it's not, I don't know whether it's necessarily unacceptable, but let's say unacceptable in the season. It might not be illegal.
Generally,
it might be
in this moment.
Just generally not socially acceptable in this season or in this moment. Yeah, I think so. And it also happens mostly on social media. And through boycotting the work of the
But I think it's also not just things that they have done, even things that other people say they have done. Sometimes cancel culture happens even without evidence. If it's just a rumor, even if it's just a story, even if it's something that's taken out of context. Which leads me to the pros and cons of cancel culture. Do you think it has pros? Do you think it has cons? Where do you think also us as content creators fall into all of that?
I think the problem with cancel culture is that it does not have it doesn't have due process. It doesn't have a formula. It's just someone said, and then now it's a fact, and now you've lost your earnings. So I think the biggest con is that you're guilty until proven innocent.
It's not the legal way. You're innocent until proven guilty.
Yeah, so the principle in law is you're innocent until proven guilty. But in the court of public opinion and in the court of cancel culture, you're guilty until proven innocent. And I think sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. The only reason I'm saying this is I think it's really worked in instances of people being called out for sexual assault. Because maybe the thing happened years ago, they had power, even if I came out, nothing would have been done. So in that instance, if it's true, obviously if it's not true, there's the cons. But in the event that it's true, then if you're not going to get away with being prosecuted in court, then you can lose reputation, you can lose social standing, which you deserve to lose if that is, if you've been using your power and your influence to violate women.
Other people.
Yeah, to violate women out here.
I get that, but then also now on this, as you said, legally we usually need burden of proof, evidence, and all these things, which are not really necessary in the court of public opinion. So even in the cases of sexual assault, especially when it comes to sports, I'm a football fan. Man City. Which I may be cancelled for because people will have their own opinions.
Cancelled for what?
Being a Man City fan because they say we are sellouts and the only reason we are fans of Man City is because we were bought by Arab money.
For real?
The reason why the team wins is because we have Arab money. And to all my new people, you guys have money, more money than us, but where are the trophies? Anyway, this is not a football podcast.
Which is your boy, you?
Especially in the football and sports scene, there are a lot of cases of where these footballers and sports people have been accused of sexually assaulting people and have been cancelled. And for one reason or another, well, the club usually will drop them because the clubs can't stand having someone who has a negative reputation in their team.
Yeah.
Funding and all this, where money goes.
Yeah.
And in many cases,
in
some cases, there has come out evidence that these people were actually wrongly accused. And the reason people were accusing them was because they were trying to get
money
revenge.
Out of them.
Not really money, revenge, or one kind of or another.
Isn't that, and there's a case recently for that. Was it like, I don't know. This may come off, but a black guy, a black player.
Yes.
He's from what team, I don't know. I wasn't following this story.
This is a new player. I don't remember his name right now. Mm-hmm. But anyway, there's that story, yes. But the reason why I didn't say that one specifically is because it's still ongoing and there's still a lot of controversy around it. Yes.
The articles were out here saying how he was wrongly accused and he's been found innocent.
He's been acquitted because of lack of evidence.
Oh,
I'm going to avoid commenting.
Yeah, let's not. For context, non-legal minds, lack of evidence and innocent are two different things. If you are acquitted for lack of evidence, it doesn't mean that you didn't do it. It just means that you don't have enough evidence to prove that you did it.
Basically, so for him, in this case, I'm not going to comment about that because I think even in the court of public opinion, it's still ongoing.
Yeah.
But there's definitely an issue of people taking advantage of cancel culture to benefit on their own.
Yeah.
Even if maybe it's a money issue, a revenge issue, all these things.
Yeah.
It may not be the best thing, but that the pro is that even when it's not sexual assault, it still led to people being called out and being held accountable for the things that they've said and done, especially publicly, that maybe they shouldn't have done. Case in point. Should we name names?
Yeah.
Okay. When the three gentlemen from what radio station was it?
Homeboys. I mean, it was.
Yeah, it was Homeboys. Shafiweru and two other gentlemen. They said a bunch of nasty things about a woman who had been thrown off a building. And they were...
Okay, maybe let's give it context. A lady, there's a story that was happening at the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, something had happened at the time where a lady had gone on a date with this man.
Yeah.
And then I think either she refused to sleep with him or there was an altercation and he threw her off a building.
Yeah.
And they had just met. Like, it wasn't at their second date. Didn't know each other. And the radio station reacted. Like, the radio presenters were talking about the story and they were saying that women should stop going out on dates with men that they don't know. And not to say that she deserved it, but she should have done the due diligence for this not to happen to her.
Mm-hmm.
And it caused such a big stir in the Kenyan media that they were, one, victim blaming.
Yeah.
Two, that it was, they almost made it seem like it was her fault that this guy was violent against her. And all the presenters were dropped. The DJ and the two presenters of the radio show.
Oh, the three of them.
Yeah. So, context.
Uh-huh. So that is the context. I don't know whether to go as far as to say that, you know, they should never work in radio again or they should have been fired. I don't know whether that was an appropriate course of action. However, I do like the fact that they were held accountable in the first place, because the whole act of victim blaming and the fact that this entire conversation, I listened to it, and at no point was it, this guy should not have thrown her off the building.
Yeah, it was more emphasis on take care of yourself.
And not just her, it was women. It was, I don't say an attack on women, but it sounded a lot like a woman, the woman's problem and women's problems, as opposed to a violence problem.
I hear you.
Yeah.
The interesting bit is, when I listened to it, I remember being so triggered.
Yeah.
And then I remember talking to people men in my life who I actually respect and value their opinion. And they were like, but they didn't lie. And I can't respect that. Like, I'm not saying how they responded, because there was nothing to laugh about. Being thrown off a building is not funny. Yeah. First of all, I think as a woman who goes on dates every other day, I'm just like, oh my God, I can't imagine someone throwing me. It could have been, and then not even that, violence could have occurred because this guy was violent. It didn't have to be because she knew him for one day or 2 days or she met him or what. Day of meeting people online, digital dating, it could be any one of us. But I also have to acknowledge that.
Mm-hmm.
The responsibility of violence on women is not first of all, you taking care of yourself is not a direct reaction to men throwing you off a building. I don't know.
You should be taking care of yourself regardless.
But I think it was one of those things for they go hand in hand. Like, there are bad people in Kenya. Not not all bad, like you get, like there are bad people everywhere, yeah, and there are bad people walking these streets. Yeah. They are criminals.
So you should take care of yourself.
So take care of yourself. So yeah. I think it should have been, it was poorly worded. It was poorly worded, poorly communicated. And I think everything in media is all about the how.
And that's it. The problem is, if these people were sitting the way you and I are sitting on a private podcast or a private room that is not a media company, and they said the same things, yes, there might have been backlash. I think it would have been a lot less because of also the type of representation you're holding for that company,
yeah,
and for that media house. It matters kind of more. And there's another person on, well, Andrew Kibe, he left media, like conventional media, to go do his own media thing. And yes, he's received backlash, but not the same type of backlash he was getting when he was in traditional media. And that's why he left. Because also in that case, you're representing something bigger than yourself.
Yeah.
And you have a bigger responsibility. So you should be held accountable. Audience. And I get that they didn't say it in the right way, but some of what they're saying made sense.
Yes.
But I still am okay with how it went down.
I don't know. I know that's a thing. For me, it's like, what are the consequences proportional to the action? Because you can say something problematic.
Mm-hmm.
Like now in this case, I think it was a wording thing. I don't think that they are, in general, that their wording, like their message was wrong.
Mm.
Because honestly, that's a one message I'll pass to my daughters and all the females I know. Take the concept of take care of yourself, because at the end of the day,
yeah, I get
in an ideal world, we would be telling men, okay, we can tell men, don't rip. We've been singing that song for a while now, right? We've been singing the song of men shouldn't beat women. We've been singing it. We're not saying that it's not being said.
Yeah.
It's being said, but it's still happening.
Yeah.
So on this side, what can I do on my end as a woman? You get. So for me, I felt like maybe the actions were might not have been proportionate to the...
I think...
Their actions, the consequences were greater. I think it's a proportionality thing.
I understand where you're coming from, but because the how to me cannot be removed by from what they said,
yeah,
I can understand why you're saying the consequences are not proportional, but I can't stand somewhere and defend
them. Yeah. Okay, to be fair, also I'm not defending them. I was triggered. I was what Twitter for to Makasiriko. I'm sorry.
I get you.
Yeah. Anyway, so moving on. Who's someone else that has been cancelled? In Kenya?
It can be anywhere.
Yeah. I was thinking, obviously, the one person that comes to mind is R. Kelly. Like, that's like
that
the
king of being cancelled. It definitely came to mind. But the problem with R. Kelly is, have you seen, I was doing research for this, his music is still being streamed. He's still making money off of his art, even while still in prison.
So that's the thing. Can you separate the art from the artist? Because, I mean, his songs are bomb. I'm not going to hate. Like, his music is fire. I'm not listening to his music as we speak. Maybe if it plays in a club or wherever I am, I can't be like. But.
I'm just so like.
But. I'm telling you, his documentary traumatized me. I have not been so traumatized. Yeah. I remember watching it and being like, oh my God. My God. This is chaotic.
Yes.
And I think it's unacceptable.
Yeah.
Would not, I don't think there's anything that can excuse his behavior, and I think he deserved to be cancelled.
Yeah. Especially he definitely deserved to be cancelled. In this case, there was a hell lot of evidence, so we can't come and say that.
A whole docuseries.
Like, he's literally in prison, so it's okay.
A whole documentary about, it wasn't even false accusations.
No.
Also, but I,
just say it. We will decide whether we'll keep it or not.
Not even about keeping it. I'm thinking about in that series.
Mm.
I remember watching it and being so concerned and so confused about why stories can be going around that R. Kelly is sleeping with children. Yeah, I said Kerry. Guy, R. Kelly is sleeping with children. And people are still taking their kids to him. That,
what do you mean taking their kids to him?
The parents of those last two girlfriends, I must say, the young teenagers who grew up and ended up living with him and being his women. I'm just like, this is that's so chaotic.
That's a whole different
issue. I was like, parental responsibility?
When you start thinking about, oh, maybe they were poor, they needed the money, etc. It becomes
but does it more excuse? Convoluted.
Doesn't excuse, especially if they knew. But I think that's a discussion for another day.
Because I remember thinking, I watched that thing and mm-hmm. I was so triggered and I was like, actually needs to be cancelled. This is actually hell. And I can't imagine how many girls have gone into... We can that one for urinating on the 14-year-old.
Okay.
I'm
not ready to go down that
chaos road. Anyway, he deserves to be cancelled. Yeah. I just think also parents should do better, because me, I don't think in the name of fame and success,
yeah,
I'm not putting my child in the line of fire.
I get you, but as I said, I feel like that's a whole other
we'll have to discuss. In fact, we need to discuss toxic parenting.
Okay, we can talk about it.
I didn't mean to point her. I'm just saying, like, I'm thinking about,
I can't be a toxic parent.
I'm just pointing that thing for. In this case, like, yeah. What kind of parents were those?
I get you.
Anyway, but also maybe they didn't know. We move, sure.
But you see, on this, like, international artist, and, like, R. Kelly, yes, is still making music, and can you separate the art from the artist? That's what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I think you can. I don't think so. Because the way you supporting their art is you supporting them. You supporting them is you supporting their other behaviors that you may not necessarily agree with. Depends to the extent to which you agree with it or not.
Yeah.
I think if I just don't align with certain opinions of yours, but I think your art is good, mm-hmm. but those opinions are not harmful,
mm-hmm.
whatever. But I feel like if you... I think if you have that type of... case against you. You have evidence has come out against you,
yeah.
In certain cases. You have assaulted people, all these things. And those are not things that I ever want to align myself with. If I support your art, I am essentially supporting you and the you that did those things. That's why for me, you can't really remove the art from the artist. And
I think I get that.
With art, yes, I do understand that sometimes, especially with the type of creation that we do, it's very easy for things to be taken out of context. So if you cancel me for like half a sentence, that's on you, because also it's happened. If you inform yourself and then decide, okay, we really don't align with what Ngina and Maya say, I would respect that. Because it's hard to completely remove the art from the artist.
I think I understand what you're saying, because you mean that me supporting the art puts money in your pocket, and money and influence leads you to continue moving and doing those things,
yes.
Without being checked.
Yes.
Because one thing about money will give you power, power will give you lack of consequences.
Yeah.
So I see that. I think the challenge would be sometimes, but you know, when you're paying for art, you're paying for the, like, if someone is a creative and they created something, mm-hmm. you're paying them for the work they put into doing, yes. that thing, right?
Yes.
Minus people like R. Kelly who are singing about the dirty things they were doing.
Mm-hmm.
In general, if I created, let's say I created a song, you're paying for how good my song is. You're not paying, you might not like me as a person, but my music is fire.
I still think it depends on what about you I don't like.
Oh, so it's there. Okay. So yeah. Like, okay.
If I just don't like...
the way you dress.
I would still listen to your music. It's whatever.
Yeah.
If I don't like your values about the environment and that's important to me, I won't support your music either.
I hear you. Even if your music is good, damn. I was speaking about artists.
Yeah.
Speaking about artists, I don't know whether Doja Cat is cancelled, but she says a lot of chaotic things, and I'm usually so confused. I'm just like, first of all, the fact that she called her fans, mm-hmm. now kittens, mm-hmm. At a jobless, and they need to go find jobs.
Ooh.
She said something so chaotic, and I remember thinking, huh?
Damn.
And let me tell you, I don't know that it's her subbies that reduced, mm-hmm. Her numbers just dropped.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you get what you get. Because why are you talking?
That's valid. But you see, there, I think, I looked into this Doja story a bit. I'm not a big Doja fan. She's okay.
I don't even know her music. I'm sorry. I'm not the target audience.
But the reason why, apparently, mm-hmm. allegedly, the reason why she's been doing all this controversial ish is because she wants to get out of her contract with the record label.
Oh,
so that's why she's sabotaging it intentionally. So she's making even the type of music she's making right now that's very like anti-religious. Intentionally, so that people can cancel her and she can get to leave.
Okay, that's smart.
But even if she wasn't, and then people decided to cancel her because she's saying problematic things, in this case, I get it. I would get why.
Okay. Yeah. Chaos. It's a chaos for me.
What did you think about Lil Nas X's Call Me By My Name video where he was dancing on the devil?
I don't even listen to that guy. Sorry.
Okay. But I know you saw this. You saw the video. Like, how did it make you feel? Like, were you like, this type of art shouldn't happen? Or
let me just give a disclaimer. I'm not really good with music. Like, I listen to music, but I listen to specific artists. Yeah. And I don't watch music videos. Okay. Because there are some videos that just... And this is gonna be weird because I'm not even saved like that. But there are some videos I watch and I'm just like, this is creeping. Like,
yeah.
I don't like watching videos because they creep me out. Yeah. I don't know what's going on in Hollywood. Holy weird. Because half the videos you watch, I'm just like, it's giving Ushito.
Oh.
It's giving Shetani. I'm sorry. And it's not just...
Giving Illuminati.
And it's not even Lil Nas's video only. Like, yeah. I feel like in general, I watch a video and I'm so confused. First of all, I'm like, why are you naked? And kids will watch this video. And then I'm like, okay, then why is there satanic signs flying left, right, center? I'm just like, it doesn't sit well with my spirit.
Yeah.
So personally, me and videos, Evie.
But you listen to the music if you like the music.
I listen to, but also I think things like hip-hop, trap, certain pop songs, unless it's playing in a public setting...
It's not
don't involve
you.
Me.
That's okay.
Yeah. So, that's Uyo, fair. No comment. Once I feel like Lil Nas, it's the... First of all, he's dressing. I'm just like, wow. So, what do you call it? Eccentric. What do you call it?
Eccentric?
Yeah. I'm just like, wow. Not for me. Sorry.
That's okay. I think it's okay to realize when something is not for you.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remove myself before I judge someone for something that's...
Love that.
Just I don't identify with.
That's okay. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's do you. Okay. Did you see, speaking about... extreme content, like those contents that people are like, hey, maybe this, I'm just not the target audience. Did you see, and I don't think he was cancelled for this, but I saw a lot of comments on, I don't know whether it was Twitter, Sam Smith's concert, child concert.
Yes.
And then I think we were discussing whether it was child appropriate and whether...
It was a child's concert.
It was a concert.
For children.
But people brought their kids.
Okay,
to support, I think, Pride Month or something.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, I don't have a problem with him performing. I just don't understand how, as an adult, I'm bringing my child into this setting. Although maybe they didn't know.
Is it where he performed the Unholy song and it was raunchy? What are you talking about?
I can't remember what song he performed, but I remember he was in, like, a raunchy outfit. Yeah.
Okay, then it's that one. I get it.
Yeah. And there are kids at the concert. There are some people who brought their kids because it was, I don't think it was an...
it wasn't an 18 plus
it was
event.
An 18 plus event. So there are people who brought their kids and I just remember thinking, is it on the artist to protect your child from his content or is it on you to protect your child from my content as an artist?
I think in this case, it kind of works both ways. Because if we were to have an event, we might have an event.
Yes!
That's actually a good segue, actually. Mm-hmm. Watch this space.
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Anyway, if we were to have an event, it would definitely be 18 plus, for sure. Because we know what we talk about. We know the kind of content that we create. Yeah. And as much as it's not, like, taboo and controversial to that extent, we still don't want to expose people who are not...
age appropriate.
Yeah. Like you just content. Can't think for yourself enough to form an opinion about some things we're talking about.
Then now you're taking Gina and Maya's opinion as your big sister's opinion.
And then you run with it for the rest of your life and maybe us, we're just over here going through a phase.
Yeah. Right? Don't do it. Yeah. Also, our stances might change.
Exactly. And we know we can change our minds.
Yeah.
So, in that case, I think the artist does have a responsibility.
Because I think
on
he
how
should have,
label.
He knew that he was going to do that set. And he knew how he was going to dance on that set.
Exactly. He should have done something. However, as a parent who has seen Sam Smith's music, yes, he does have some age-appropriate music, but he also has some that are not.
Yeah.
I would not take my child to a concert like that because there is a possibility that of them being exposed to something that they may not be ready to see yet.
Yeah.
So in that case, I think it's both. He should have labeled it like 18 plus or,
He'd have done an age restriction for that concert for sure.
But the parents should also not have taken their children.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, another person who's been cancelled, and this is probably someone who is less... Let's talk about people who are not artists.
Okay.
Someone like Ezekiel Mutua.
So Ezekiel. No, you tell me what you think about Ezekiel Mutua being cancelled.
What was he even cancelled for? Exactly?
He was cancelled because You know, remember the Rafiki movie?
LGBTQ. Now I'm passionate. Mm-hmm. You've reminded me how triggered I was. Mm-hmm. Because, let me tell you, I was so excited for Rafiki and I was excited for Story of Our Lives. It never even debuted. Guys, like Ilitokea, they did a documentary on same-sex couples all around Kenya. It was amazing.
Story of Our Lives actually didn't come out. Yeah. Rafiki did.
Rafiki did, but I'm saying Story of Our Lives didn't. Yeah. But I remember waiting for it to come out and then it was banned because Ezekiel Mutua was the director for Kenya Films Classification Board or something like that.
KFCB.
Then Rafiki came out and then he started saying, and I'm just like, anyone, we know what the film is about. Mm. If you want to consume the content, you will consume it. Like, let people shine. And I think it's art.
That's the thing. My problem is that I felt like, especially in the position that he's in, he was not only doing his job, he was doing his job in line with his own personal morals and values, and not in line with, I guess, art and our own constitution and freedom of expression and freedom to create.
He's so problematic.
Yeah. Which is because, yes, we know, okay, I know he's a church person because at some point I went to the church he was going to. We're not even going to have that discussion. But
not me about to be like, I hope you flipped him. Dead.
No, so, I don't even think I ever saw him in person because we used to go different times.
Okay.
Yes. But I think that was a problem. He has certain moral beliefs and spiritual beliefs.
Yeah.
And he brought that into his work, which is public service. And I don't think that should happen. But the way people canceled him, because of this stature that he held and the position that he held, it had no effect.
That's a thing. That's another thing. It had zero effect. That's why we were saying the element of cancel culture is you have to have a reputation and you have to be able to make money.
Sorry, I choked.
You have to be able to make money off of your art and your reputation. When we affect your reputation, it actually works. Yeah. Because now, what happened to him? Guy was still earning money from taxpayers. If anything, we're paying him every month as much as we're annoyed with him. Paying him every single month. So now my question would be, okay, coming from that, the concept of can someone separate their moral... We need to do a podcast episode on this. Mm-hmm. Can someone separate their moral beliefs and their profession? Because, I feel like as a medic, you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
Obviously, you have to be a doctor, whether or not the guy's a criminal, whether or not you believe in transgenderism. Like, do your job.
Yeah.
Obviously, within professional standards. Mm-hmm. But I wonder if I don't believe in what... I'm trying to think of an instance where I think it's difficult to remove.
Okay, so let me use this example. Say the people who don't believe in alcohol, they don't think alcohol drinking is right or consumption of alcohol is right.
Yeah.
And you open a restaurant and you choose to not serve alcohol. I think that's okay.
So
I think it's very possible to have your morals and your beliefs be in line with whatever you're doing. But if you're in public office and if you're in a space where you're serving people,
everyone. People of all walks of life, people of different oppositions, political views,
where you can discriminate to an extent with private businesses. Honestly, you have the right to
positive discrimination.
Not even positive, it can be negative. You have the right to reserve your entry. Like, what do they say in restaurants? We reserve the right
of entry,
something like that.
Yeah.
You have the right to kick people out if you're like, I don't feel like this person is vibing in my establishment, just because it's private.
Yeah.
But in a public capacity, I think you have a duty that's beyond your moral values and beyond your personal beliefs, that you can believe one thing or another, but if the law says thing A, it's up. You need to enforce whatever it says.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, this guy's job was just to approve the film, man. Yeah. Not even approve.
It was just to classify it, whether it should be 18 to what, and you could have just done that.
Yanni, do.
Yeah.
It's a fact that you're working overtime, sir.
You're doing the most.
For this government? Oh my Lord.
But you see, now the problem is our government is also not on our side.
That's another thing. Kwanza, I think also that thing we need to also do another episode. At this point, we have 50 episodes in this episode on separation of state and law. I mean, state and religion.
Yes.
Because... Yes. This country?
Okay, yeah, this fighting. Country. But I think Ugandans are fighting more than us, if I'm being honest. We are not that bad.
At the end of the day, yeah. We're still fighting.
We're all fighting.
We're all fighting.
It's always just been a fight.
Anyway, so I think my next question would be, in cancel culture, do you feel like there is room for redeeming yourself?
I think there should be. I think there should be. Whether there is or there isn't, it depends on how bad you are cancelled and what you are cancelled for. I've seen some people be able to come back and, you know, just continue living their lives.
Yeah.
And, you know, it becoming like a thing of the past. But there are other people who have never been able to recover. Like with the Shafi story.
Yeah.
I think he moved on. I think
he still makes money off of other things.
Off of different types of creation, I think, and being in the media space.
Yeah.
But the other people who I don't think have seen in the limelight after them getting cancelled, like I don't remember who.
I'm thinking the only person I think has never gotten to recover from his blow up was Chris Brown.
Ooh, no.
Like,
he still makes
music.
Yeah.
But I feel like he'd be so far if he didn't mess up the way he messed up. He'd even probably be. He would be so ahead of his game because his art is amazing. I don't listen to him, but. The few songs that I knew from back then before he was cancelled. The guy is brilliant.
Honestly,
he's really good at his art, but I think no one can see past he beat Rihanna. People are still stuck up on that, man.
I think he has a ceiling. He will move past it, but only so far. Because I've seen that he's still putting out music, he's still collaborating with people. People still bring up this thing, but now they bring it up in a ha-ha-ha way.
Okay.
And not in a we've cancelled you type of way.
But that's the thing. It's not my brand. I did this when I was young. I'm not saying that being young is an excuse, but sometimes, and this will also take us now to that thing for where you tweet something. When you're in your when you're 19,
and then
you're cancelled when you blow up in your late 30s, whatever.
Yeah.
So Chris Brown has moved on.
If you ever find my Facebook from when I was in high school, bury it. Like don't even.
I feel like you're even giving them armor to go check.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not even gonna comment because it's a meme. We move, Sha. No, but seriously.
I don't agree with the picking up something someone did 10-20 years down the line because they became famous now.
Yeah.
Because that's not who they are right now.
You know, that actually happened to Nella Rose. I love that girl's content. She's such a meme god.
Yeah.
At this point, she's a meme face of everything.
True.
But her
have
god
a lot.
Manzi.
Yeah.
So now, she tweeted, there's a time she tweeted how she hates Somali babes or how some Muslims should go back to their country. Something random, something chaotic. Telling you she was cancelled on Twitter.
So she tweeted this kitambo?
She tweeted it when she was like in year something, in high school.
Yeah.
But now it's come up when she's blown up.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, and the weird thing is, we still love Nella Rose now. Yeah. And she's like a really big celeb in the UK, especially UK YouTube space. It's amazing to see. And me, I'm rooting for that girl. Even when she was being cancelled, I was just like, wow. But I think also she had like a, what do you call it? You know the way you fumble and then you've been cancelled, but then she went through a really rough patch immediately after.
Oh, so people were sympathetic.
Yeah, because like I think her dad died.
Oh no.
And it was so tragic.
That's sad.
It was a whole thing. So it's like, hey, this girl is going through enough.
Okay.
Like, let the girl be. Nisawa.
And also, I don't know, did she apologize for that tweet eventually?
I don't know whether she did an apology video because now that's another thing you should get into.
I think it's okay to, we're all human. Even people who are in the public and in the limelight, they are people and they can make mistakes. Some of them are, you know, when there's a camera and there's a mic in the room.
Yeah.
And others happen when no one is looking. But if you can actually stand up and be like, I'm sorry for XYZ, I will do XYZ to repair the damage that I've done, I think you should be forgiven. Maybe whether people decide to keep consuming your content or not is up to them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think people shouldn't keep canceling you after that.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, it shouldn't be like, okay, she's apologized, but we don't care. We will still keep talking trash about her.
My question would be, how do you know that the apology is genuine? Because the number of apologies I've watched from celebrities, and I'm just like, ata heriunge post. Like, seriously, what was that? What do you take me for? Because, Kwanzaa, These makeup ones. The makeup, like,
the makeup
no offense, but like the white makeup influencers on YouTube.
And
first of all, you're so chaotic, you're so problematic, and then your apology is, by the way.
That's the thing.
I'm just like, Maya, take your fakeness away from my face.
I think you can tell when someone is being fake. That's why if you can, you can tell on an apology is genuine. Because I think there are things an apology should have.
Yeah.
Like acknowledgement of the wrongdoing. You know, actually saying, I did this and this and I am sorry for taking responsibility. Yeah. That these things that they need to be there. If you fake all these things, well, okay, that's another story.
Yeah.
But there are people who clearly they don't even want to apologize for real, for real. They just want to look like they're apologizing, but they're not really saying much. And then they tend to like go around the story and be start blaming other people or start crying or start emotionally manipulating their audience. In that case, girl, bye.
Bitch, and you know the weird thing is, when you say that an apology should be like maybe the stepping stone to a brighter future after the cancellation, legally, I don't think I would be telling anyone to apologize. Okay, yes, if it's something like a problematic statement you said, fine, by all means, apologize. But to basically kama ulisema kitu na imekua anti-Semitic or racist or, you know, those ones, for sure, apologize. Because I think legal action is kidogo tricky.
Yeah.
But now in a case for someone like Lizzo, she was cancelled for, I think, terminating some of her dancers, fat shaming some of her dancers. I think maybe the fat shaming she can apologize for. But even, it would actually have legal repercussions.
Because
so in those cases, you're not going to apologize. Because if you do, then you're accepting blame and then you'll take responsibility depending on, you know.
I hear you 100%. There's the legal mind is on this side of the room. The marketing and PR mind is on this side of the room.
Okay.
From a legal standpoint, I get you. For some things, I wouldn't, like, don't even comment. Like, act like it's not even there.
Bad box.
Exactly. Bad box that shit.
Hey.
Don't say anything, say nothing, speak to no one, silence. However, from a PR point of view, it does your brand a lot of harm if you don't come out and apologize.
Okay.
And how your apology is done matters.
Yeah.
You can't just do the white girl's apology. It doesn't have a problem.
Yo, me, I'm telling you, there are some apologies I've seen and I'm tired.
Yeah. So there's a way you could apologize that would build your brand as opposed to hurt it, because it humanizes you.
Okay.
But if what they're accusing you of is something that is illegal and someone would take you to court over, or someone would use your apology as evidence that you did that thing,
and there's no
evidence out here that you actually did the thing.
Don't do it.
Exactly.
Don't do it.
Actually, I said what I didn't.
Me? Yeah. Could never be me. But it's so hypocritical sometimes when I see some of these, not even the apology, but some of the people who are being cancelled. Like, I was very disappointed. Allegedly, Lizzo did all these things, fat-shamed someone. And I'm like, babe, you're fat-shaming someone else.
But do you realize that I think, okay, what has been my personal experience is that even as people are cancelling people that I am fans of, unless something is
extremely
terrible, not cancelling anyone. Like, R. Kelly level or sexual assault level, terrible.
You're not cancelling anyone?
Usually, me, I just keep continuing the content.
I hear you. Like silently consume.
If I liked her music and all this was happening, I'd be like, until you have evidence.
You know what this is giving? Yeah. It's giving secret Trump supporters.
No.
Because they legit were vibing with this guy, low-key. So you're there with your Democrat friends and you're like, yo, we hate this guy,
Yeah.
On the ballot box, sweetie, you're on your own. Low-key, it's giving, by the way. It's giving secrets.
Even this latest Doja song that people are cancelling for, how, I guess, anti-religious it sounds. I really like the song.
I don't even know it.
I really like the song.
I don't know it. But come on, somebody anti-religious, maybe I'll listen to it and I'll be like,
I don't think you would like it. And or when people were cancelling black, what was her name? The girl with the fish tail? The mermaid? Little Mermaid, sorry. Guy, my brain works.
People are cancelling Little Mermaid.
People are cancelling Hailey.
Why?
Hailey or Chloe?
I love her. It's Hailey. It's Hailey.
Yeah. People are cancelling Chloe because they thought that the adaptation was not meant to have a black person. But I'm over there like, go sis.
Wait, they weren't cancelling her, they were criticizing.
They were criticizing her, but people were also cancelling her. Especially in the US. The people who stopped.
First of all, why are you cancelling a character who's like an imaginated character? She can be anything. If anything, she could have even been blue. Mnanikasirisha, by the way.
We were having this discussion with one of my friends, like, yes, she could have been blue, but she wasn't. So it's the same way, say, our African traditional stories.
Yeah.
If someone took our ogres and made them white. Bibs.
Connie, Little Mermaid was a story for white people.
Yeah.
For real.
It originated in Europe, somewhere in South, I think the south of Europe.
Ooh. Ooh.
That is another discussion that we need to have about affirmative action and bringing black people into spaces.
Oh, we should talk about it.
Yeah. This one.
That one, Kwanza, would be hot. Kwanza, if we talk about like different aspects, race, sex.
Exactly.
It would be so hot.
This is, I think we should be winding up. So I'm going to ask you one question.
Mm-hmm.
So as a content creator yourself, do you ever have a fear of being cancelled? Especially now that we do what we do and...
Honestly,
some people like it, some people don't.
Honestly, I think I'm more fearful of being cancelled because I'm doing a podcast with someone else. You know, like I'm doing the podcast with you. It's our baby.
You're fearful that I will say something that will get you canceled.
No. Uh-huh. I'm fearful that I will say something that will get us cancelled and it's our podcast. But I feel like if it was just me.
Oh, you wouldn't care.
Si unichape basi. Si kila mtu hapa ni mtu mzima. I don't know. Honestly, I think I'm more worried about being cancelled by my future professional opportunities than I am by the public.
I get you.
Yeah, you're getting like, because at the end of the day, it's just my opinion. But then if I say something chaotic, then I can't get through to a certain organization or a certain level of my career, then that would be a problem for me. Are you getting?
I get.
I think the more chaotic, the more...
It's also... It gets views, I guess. The more chaotic, the more controversial.
I think marketability really depends on...
It does. Although we do have a brand and we have a set of values that we are aligned to.
Okay. It depends on the cancelling. Like, when I say I don't mind being cancelled, I don't mean that I'm going to be out here being anti-something, anti-what. That's not what I mean. I meant, in general, if you have a problem with my...
An opinion that...
My opinion
share.
About liking money. You know, something. Yeah. You know, something not too... Hey, Mimi is also... We are here talking ill about... Hey, no, that's not me. That's not me. Yeah.
I get you.
I'm not about to be like, I hate Jews. You know what I mean? Like... Let's be serious.
And then someone will just cut that part.
Oh my God, then I'm trending for... No. Let's be serious individuals.
I get you.
Yeah. Me? Are you scared of being cancelled?
I think it's gotten to a point where by the time I say something...
You've thought about it.
It is being said with my chest. And yes, I know in the past I might have said things that I would... Like when I think about it now, I'd be like, maybe that wasn't the best thing to say. But I could clearly come here and be like, I've thought about it and that was not the right thing and I would apologize and be like, no.
Move on.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I'm comfortable with what I put out there.
Yeah.
However, I've also experienced the, you know, I don't think it's cancelling because it's one person.
Yeah.
One person that I knew personally.
Cancelled you.
So listen.
Enough for
that,
the tea.
That I knew personally and the person decided, I told you about it, decided to have a negative opinion of the money episode we did about baby girling and stuff. And, you know, negatively criticized, not only criticizing, but
do you think he's going to watch this?
I don't really care. Again, as I said, when I'm saying something, I'm saying it with my chest. Take me where you want to take me. Yeah, so criticizing things that I said on the podcast on a personal level when we all know, yes, we are creating content, but this is not my whole life. I would say something and it's accurate, but it's 2% of my life. So the other 98%. If you decide to cancel me because of the 2%, the problem is not me, please.
You are the problem.
Yeah. And you especially as someone who knows me on a personal level.
And
if
that's another thing. I think it's very disappointing that you can watch a podcast and then think, oh, this is who they are. And okay, to some extent.
It is.
To some extent, yes, there are things we say that are relatable and they're a snippet of who we are. But then I'm just like, so in general, like you think, let's say you watch this podcast and you think, oh, he's so uptight. Then now every time you don't know me.
You engage with Gina, you engage with me like I'm an uptight
you
person.
Don't know
and you
me.
Keep telling me how uptight I am or how much I love money and how much you don't like that I love money. It's okay that you don't like it.
Not you interacting
problem,
with a screen and thinking you know someone.
Exactly. If it's that much of a problem, why are you constantly interacting with me? And these are the things people have a problem with on the internet. My piercing.
Y'all need to chill. I'm on TikTok.
Should I
relax
this? I don't
Please.
Know if I will. I think you need to mind your business.
Period.
I think if you don't like babes with piercings on their face, you need to leave babes with piercings on their faces alone.
What I don't understand is not liking something that you see on a screen and then you typing and like
you're taking your time to get on your phone and comment like, I hate that piercing, or this babe looks bad, or whatever.
What does that have to do with you?
Oh, what is wrong with you? You have so much, have too much shame on your
click
hands.
Click out. If me, I don't like seeing something.
You just scroll.
Yeah, me, scroll.
If you pop up on your FYP and you don't like what you see, scroll. That's it.
What's the issue? Yeah. I'm commenting on dressing. Actually, we need to do a whole episode comments. Because you're like wilding.
We love what we do, and we will forever keep on doing it, even if you guys throw
I'm just like,
even if you cancel us, we will still show up here and do the same thing tomorrow.
Because what is this?
What you going to do about it?
Hey, some of y'all are wilding. Okay, so let's wrap up. Is there anything else you want to say about cancel culture? Someone who's pressing you that you want to talk about?
Pressing. Oh, yeah, Elsa. I think Kenyans did her dirty.
Honey, what did she do?
She didn't do anything. She just has content that guys didn't find as relatable, and people didn't think she was as funny as other people who are not Kenyans thought she was.
Uh-huh.
And people thought her rise to fame was unwarranted. So they essentially cancelled her and were talking shit about her. So she started marketing herself more for the South African and American audience.
Yeah.
And then Kenyans cancelled her father for it. And I think people were just being a bit much.
Hey, it's giving haters.
Exactly. She's just a creator. You don't like her content, stop following her. Stop.
That's another thing. If you don't like someone's content, scroll. Move to the next. Swipe left. Swipe right. Some like, move up.
But you see how she went on. She won and kept on winning. Yeah. So it keeps bothering people.
And I think it's a jealousy thing. Because I know, to be honest, I'm not going to hate on Elsa. She's doing her. I remember when she blew up, mm-hmm. I remember thinking, what?
Yeah.
Because I thought there are certain Kenyan comedians that were funny. Like,
that I thought were funnier.
Yeah. But then that didn't take away from anyone else. I continued watching the people I thought were funny.
That's exactly
I moved
it.
On. So you create for the people who like your content and leave people alone. It's a woman. And akuna formula to success.
And for me, I had the exact opposite reaction. I used to follow her even before she became famous because I thought she was hilarious.
Okay.
And
kila mtu natarget audience yake.
And that's okay.
Yeah. Yo.
Anyway, that's it for today's episode. Thank you guys for joining us. Make sure you check us out on our social media channels. We are Nairobi Sisterhood everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, share, subscribe. If you're on subscribe. Spotify, go over there where we leave our polls and voice notes. And
vote.
Leave us a message. Yeah, on YouTube as well and everywhere. Yeah.
Yes.
That said, I am Gina and
I am Maya Mushemi.
Bye.
Bye.